Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Psalm chapter 13, verse 1. These haunting words begin my favorite psalm. They plumb the depths of human despair. They are the cry of a soul that is tormented by the question, has God really forgotten and abandoned me? If we are honest, I suspect each one of us has asked similar questions of God sometime during our lives. Perhaps similar questions come to our mind when our church has experienced an arson attack. Or perhaps you might ponder these words when your church faces financial issues which threaten to ruin it. Maybe we muse over such questions when a loved one dies, or the doctor tells us the bad news, or our family appears to be disintegrating before our eyes, or we are made redundant, or maybe we just feel inadequate to meet the challenges that come our way each day. I love Psalm 13 because it's honest. It puts into stark words what we occasionally or often think. It is an honest, open, and faithful lament to our Heavenly Father. Don't be fooled. This is not a lament of doubt, a deriding of God and His ability to deliver us. Rather, these open and honest questions may be addressed to God by those who are known and loved by Him. God appears to be hidden. He refuses to appear and act as we desire. Rather than doubt, these questions beg God to be present and work deliverance on behalf of His children. In the midst of seeming abandonment by God, we, in faith, seek to understand our tragic experiences. The question, how long, is aimed directly at Yahweh because it appears that God has turned His back on David and He refused to act on his behalf, creating a dread that God has abandoned or forgotten His servant. When one feels that God has abandoned them, this has internal repercussions. There is an inward wrestling which the psalmist calls taking counsel in my soul. His heart is in torment, and there are also external issues. Our enemies overtake us, especially our ultimate enemy, death, as we see in verses 3 and 4. Life may be, or almost certainly will be, difficult for those who follow Christ. Times of sorrow, despair, and trial will come our way, and it is easy for us to focus our attention on the problems which seek to overwhelm us. If this sounds like where you currently find yourself, then keep on reading Psalm 13. For the final two verses change our focus, our viewpoint. Our eyes are taken off of our circumstances and placed on God's steadfast love and salvation in verse 5. Hope is not based upon us, upon our strength, but on God and His allegiance to the promises which He has made to us. God is truly faithful to His promises because of His commitment to the relationship He initiated with us at our baptism. God's love and salvation can be counted upon even and especially when it appears He has abandoned us. Being assured that God's face shines upon us, we can sing and rejoice because He has dealt bountifully with us. Verse 6. As difficult as it may be, rejoice and sing during those times when it appears that God has forgotten you. It is a wonderful way of remembering that God is with us and for us in Christ, both individually and as a church. Jesus truly is Emmanuel, God with us. Today, do you feel like God has abandoned you and turned His back on you? If so, be honest and cry out to Him and ask, how long, O Lord? Give an honest voice to your lament. Plead with God to act on your behalf based on His steadfast love for you in Christ. This cry of faith will lift your focus from your circumstances to your Father and His commitment to you in Jesus. God's commitment to us is revealed to us in His Word, which we study and meditate upon individually and as a community of believers. For it is in God's Word that we hear about His bountiful love for us in Christ. Here we are comforted and strengthened, even in times of trial and seeming abandonment by God. For who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or danger, or sword? No, for in all of these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 and 37 through 39. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, it is by Your grace that we live as Your people who offer acceptable service. Grant that we may walk by faith and not by sight in the way that leads to eternal life through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.